Beis Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud. We had had a machlokes, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, if the halacha chazaka shliach oisei shlichusai only applies to Adarabonon, or even it applies to Adaraisa also. Rav Sheshes holds that Tzai by Adarabonon and Tzai by Adaraisa you say chazaka shliach oisei shlichusai. Now let us get back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Sheshes, min noa amina lo desanya. Ha'ima lechaveiroi, tsei ulekait lecha ta'enim mita'enosi. Uven has a sode, and he tells Shimon, you should be malaket ta'enim mita'enosi. Oichel mehem aroi. So he's permitted to eat from them an achilas arai, before Gemar Meloche. So he eats an achilas arai. Umaisron vadai. When it comes to Gemar Meloche, and so then he has to give maiser vadai. There's no suffix. Let us see Rashi. Tzei lekait lecha ta'enim etenosi, v'loi nosan mida lil kitosa. He didn't tell him how much to take. Oichel hamalaket min hanil kotai, so whatever he picked, arai b'loi maisa. Chshebo la'ochlon kva, if he wants to make an achilas kva, well, before Gemar Meloch, if he wants to make an achilas kva, masron vadai. What does masron vadai mean? Maisrois vadoin truma gedoilo v'chol dinei hafroshe. That all the hafroshes that have to be made by Tfuah, he makes by this tiny. She'ein sofik loimar shema balabayis isar aleim imokemacher. There are no doubts in our mind that maybe the balabos was mafrish mimokemacher. The holoyoda kamelikate. Since the balabos does not know how much he was malakit, so it was impossible for the balabos to be malakit, to be mafrish. Maisris on what he had taken. So Mamele, this Malakit can be assured the Balabos wasn't mafrish anything. So if he wants to eat an achilas kva, he has to be mafrish all the matonis himself. Beteiris vadai. What if the Balabos told him Maloilecha kalkola ze ta'enim mitenosi? What if he gave him a midah? This amount of ta'inim, you should fill up a kalkola. So now we have a machlekes. Oichel mehem aroi. If he wants to eat an achilas arai, he's permitted to eat achilas arai. Uma'asron d'mai. And if he wants to eat an achilas kva, then he's mafrish maisres, the way one is mafrish on demai. Let us see Rashi. Aval omalei meloi lecha kalkolezu. Hoyel v'noisein ze yoideya kamaloikit. Now the noisein knows how much he will pick. Yesh loimar. So now we have a tzad to say, shemo ze ha noisein choishish, shemo yismoy cholot. Maybe the malakit will rely on him, that he's giving him a dover heter, and how's that possible? And the Malachi thinks that the noisin is mafresh maisres mimokemacha. And so he's going to eat it without a froshe. Hilkach, Malachi tse oichl mehem aroi beloi maisa. Shebo lo oichlon kva, if he wants achilas kva. So we see there's a suffix if the noisin was mafresh or not. Ein tzorich la'asron vadoi, elo d'mai. He's mafresh d'mai. Doho amrinon, let's see the Loshna Bach, amrinon shema ha'noisin isa. Because you're not mafrish vadai, because we say maybe the noisin was mafrish. Elo yafrish v'yoichal hu ba'atzmoy ha'maisrei shalevi v'shalon. So since it's a suffix, so the oichel is mafresh, she's mafresh maisa, but what, so legabi the yeredeya the kishayla, is it tevel or is it not tevel? So he's mechuyev to be mafresh. Legabi the chayshem mishpat the kishayla, is he mechuyev to give it to a levi or to give it to a noni? So then we pass kana meitz mechaveya olavaray, like old mai. V'yoichelu ba'atzmoy ha'maisrei shal levi v'shaloni kishaloi keyach peiris me'am ha'oretz shemachzikon b'sofik me'usorim af eilu sofik me'usorin heim v'teiris d'may aleihem. So maybe there's a sofik, maybe the noisen was mafresh tumis ha'maisres on it, so therefore he's mafresh, he's maiser d'may. Bamedvorim amurim, when does the halacha apply? That the leikeya, that the mekabel is mafrish, maiser d'mai, ba'am ha'oretz. If the noisen is am ha'oretz. Avol bechover, but if the noisen is a chover, oichel, so then he's permitted to eat, ve'enei tzorech la'aser, divrei rebbe. So then he's permitted to eat without any afrosha whatsoever, and he can rely that the noisin was mafresh. Let us see Rashi. Bamedva mamum de sofikain, udmai mi a boy afrushi bam haoretz. Sha noisin am haoretz. Vein echayshish belief neiver, so it could be he wasn't mafresh. Avo bechovo vadai mu usorin hain. But if the noisen is a chover, so memele he's permitted to eat it without any shailas, and he can be assured that the noisen was mafresh. This is Divrei Rabbi. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Rabban Shimon Gamliel was the father of Rabbi Yischaelik. He also holds there's a difference between an am haoretz and a chover, but not the way Rebbe said. No, punfaket. Abshim Gamliel Oimer b'medvo mamurim b'am haoretz. B'ayin am haoretz, yemaisron d'may. Avol b'chover, but if the noisen is a chover, einei oichel ad sheyas, then he has to give a geherig mais. There's no suffix whatsoever. The noisen was zicher, not mafresh anything. That means the only way the noisen could have been mafresh, kozmana was mechuber, it wasn't shaykh to be mafresh. So the afrosh is after this loiket takes the peiris. So now we'll say that the noisen will be mafresh from his peiris and the peiris that the loiket was malaket. So that's shaloi min amukif. It's not minei bay. The trume is not minei bay from the tevel. So since it's not close one to the other, and there's an issa a machlekes a rishonim if it's a daraisa or the rabbonon, the one only should be mafresh min amukif. Eveloinech shedu chaverim litrim shaloi min amukif. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that punk vakert that you have to be masron vaday. Let us see Rashi. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer b'med v'amamum d'sagi b'dmai b'zman sh'noisin amoretz v'choshed litroim sh'loi min amukif. And amoretz can do that also. Avol ho yohanoisin chover lo yechol kvar loiket ad sh'yasra ma'isres v'aday. That is the machloikes Rabbi and Rab Shimon Gamliel. Steht weiter. Omar Rebbe, nirin dvorai mi divrei abe. I feel I'm correct. Why? It's sicher mistaver that the noisen was mafresh. Mutav sheyechshedu chaveirem litraim shaloi min amukev polo yachilu la'amei haoretz tvolem. That means this noisen has in front of him a shaila. If he won't be mafresh, could be he's going to eat without afrosha, the loiket. So he's eating tevel. If he is mafresh, so he's over the issa of shalai min amukiv. So it's preferable to be oiver an iser kal in order to prevent amoretz to be oiver an iser chom. So that's why Rebbe says, even though stamazoi, leinech shidur chaveim litrim shaloi min amukif, aber here, we have to assume that it was mafresh. Now let's get back to Asuk. Ad kan loy pligi, so zogt Rav Sheshes azoy. The whole machloikis between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, elo de mar sovar nechshedu. Rebbe says, even though the afrosha would involve an iser, these mafresh aloy min amukiv, umar sovar loy nechshedu. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, he won't be mafresh, because there's an iser of shaloy min amukiv. But if there would not be an iser of shaloi min amukif, so Afilu Rav Shimon Gamliel would also be moide that I can assume that the noisin was mafresh. So what is the tzushtel? So the tzushtel is, we see from here, when someone relies on someone else, he saymech on him, so Yena will zicher do it. We can be assured that Yena will do it. So memela, so this is equivalent to shlichus, just like by shlichus. If I'm relying on the shliach, so I can be assured that the shliach will do it. So here, the loiket is relying that the balabos is giving him a dova mesukin, so therefore, one can take rely on the balabos. One can assume that the balabos take was mafresh. Zogt Rashi, Rabbi Benoi Shal Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Habe, Par Yachil Olam Ha'oretz Tvolim, Lekamen Meforish Hayniyu Am Ha'oretz. Who's the Am Ha'oretz over here? Lo Yinechshedu Litraim Shaloi Min Amukif. The whole Svar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is, Lo Yinechshedu Litraim Shaloi Min Amukif. Ola Ha'ochi. Vadai Ave Samchinen Al Balabai Zeh, Shu shliach al kach. That means he's similar to a shliach. Shemutol olav la'aser ma shehu noisein. Val yachel iser lam ha'oretz. So memele, so we see from here that we can assume chazoke, the iser chazoke. Let us see the bottom taisis the vial. Taisis asks amir de kekashe, tainim mitinosi. So Rav Sheshes brought a raya, you say chazoke. Frek Toisves, aval gav, the maise peiris mid rabona. The whole, hafroshes trumen, tavelos davke by tvuen, tireish veyitzo, but like this, tamazoi peiris, tainim, the tzada rabona. Rav Nachman moide de bishel seifrem chazoke shlich oise shlich husoi. So memele, so what raya does Rav Sheshes have from this aloha? This is a dava muskip. And for Taisus, given the iker shemeiser mina teire, choshev leike shel teire. That means even though on this mean alone, the chiv la meises mida rabbonim, but since the inyan of afroshes meisers is a deraise, so according to Rav Nachman, you wouldn't say chazok eshlich oise shlichuse. So al kaponim, we have here a raya kineged Rav Nachman from this barais. The Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman answered, it's no raya. Hosom ke de Rav Chanine chuzo. The Omer Rav Chanine chuzo, chazoku al chovo sheini moitzi dovo sheini misukin mitachas yodoi. Zogt Rashi, mitachas yodoi, the hoyel upeiri didehu, since these are his peiris, olei didei romi. So it's his responsibility, he's giving someone peiris, and he can assume or can be afraid that this person might eat them. V'chayish lelifnei iver. So here, there's another incentive. This is better than shlichus. He's giving his peiris, and he realizes there's a mokim he could be marshal with his peiris, the malakit. So therefore, he feels a tremendous obligation and responsibility to be mesaken the peiris. Avol shliach the kabel alei mechaveroi, they're ikalameim de miyayish v'lo yovid.
the Sover Ahu Loi Somech Alai. He asked me to do something, but he didn't really rely on me. So Memele, so there could be, you don't say, Chazok Eshliach Ha'isa Shlichusa. That's Rav Nachman's Teretz. That here it is a greater incentive and obligation, Mitzad the Bala Peiris, because it's Mitachas Yodai, it's his Peiris, and he's giving it to Yenna, so there's a Lifnei Iver involved. Omama, Ba'medvorim Amurim, Ba'am Ha'oretz. Now let's go back. It said before, Ba'medvorim Amurim Ba'am Ha'oretz. If the noise is Am Ha'oretz, so then your mice run the mice. Aval bechovo oichel vein tzorich la'aser divrei Rebbe. Hayam ha'oretz tekom alei leman. Frag the Gemara, good, the noisin is an am ha'oretz. What is the loiket? Is the loiket a chova, or is the loiket also an am ha'oretz? Ileime tekom ala am ha'oretz chavrei. He went and told. He gave it to an Am Ha'oretz Chavrei. Maisron Demai. So you'll think that this Am Ha'oretz will be Maisron Demai. Mitzayis. He won't listen to the Chachomim. Zorashi says, Mitzayis loch lasuri sofik ha'Am Ha'oretz Chavrei mehemen leitvei minoch. That means that both of them are Amaratzim, Roiv Amaratzim, Asrim, so he won't do such a thing. He relies on Yen Zicham Afrish Given Maisris. So Memele, so Pasna, it's not Mestava to say that the Brais is telling this Amar Oretz to be Maisr, he won't listen to us. Mitzayis. Elo ba'am ha'oretz tekom alei lechaber. So we have to say the Reish is speaking about that the am ha'oretz told the chaver. So meila the chaver lemaise, so we can tell this chaver that the zicher atzad that he was mafrish maisris, but there's a possibility maybe he wasn't mafrish. So meila, so you have to be maisr on the mind. Eima seif. Nirin Dvorai Midivrei Abba. Rebbe had said that I hold that Dvorai is better than Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Mutav Sheyechshedu Chaveirim Litraim Shaloi Min Amukif Bal Yachilu La'amei Ha'oretz Tvolim. They won't be Machel Am Ha'oretz Tvolim. So Vaistois that the Loiket is Am Ha'oretz. Amei ha'oretz, my boy hosom. And for the Gemara, Omar Ravine, Reishe, ba'amoret sha'omar lechover. Seife, bechover, sha'omar lo'am ha'oretz, bechover acher sha'imoy. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Reishe diktoni masron d'mai, Ba'am ha'oretz dekom alei lechover. Seife v'hochikom. Bemeh dvorim amurim. Deloike tzorich la'asron d'mai. When does the loiket have to be ma'asron d'mai? Ba'am ha'oretz shom alei lechover lekoit. Deike l'svuki i'iser olayu. Hai balabayis iloi. So when does the chover have to be mafrish? If the Am Ha'oretz was the Noisen. So the Chover has a Mokim Listapik. Was the Noisen Mafrish? Was he not Mafrish? Avol Bechover Sha'omar La'am Ha'oretz Lekoit Kalkolezu. The Chover Acher Sha'omar Mimenu. So the Emerson, just like the Reish is speaking about with Snegeya, how the Chover should eat it. So the Sefer is also speaking about the Chover heard how the Noisein told the Am Ha'oretz he should climb these Tainim. So he can be Oichel Veinei Tzorich La'aser Demai. He does, if the Noisein is a Chover, so he doesn't have to be Ma'aser Demai. The Vadai, Kiven de noisen chava ve loiket am haaretz. If you have such a combination, chayish an noisen de loilich lino betivlayu, so the noisen is afraid that this am haaretz might eat it betivlayu, v'tayrem av shaloi min amuk, if that was Rebbe's taina, we're handling zich with an am haaretz, that the zikha amokim listapek, that he won't be mafresh trumas ha-maisres from these ta'inim. So memelo, that was Rebbe's ta'inim, so it's zicher that this chover will be mevater on the iser of l'hafresh shalai min amukif in order to be matzel this ama oretz. So the really we're speaking about, so a chover who is aware of this can eat the tvue, can eat the ta'inim without a froshe. So that is pshat in the Baraisa. So the Baraisa really is speaking about the achila of a chava in both cases. In the reisha, the chava is maisra on the mai. In the seifa, the chava can eat it without any afroshe because he can rely that the chover hanoisin would zicher mafresh shalai min amukif in order to be matzel da ma'oretz from achilas tvola. Let us see Taisvis. So ima lechaveiroi tsei ulekoit lecho. Bepeirik lulev gabi lekeach lulov mechaveiroi bishviyis. Magia Sham Rashi is Moichik Mechaveiroi. And Rashi writes them Me Am Ha'oretz. And speaking that there, that the Moichah is an Amoretz, Mishum, the Lehavikori Lechaveiroi. For speaking about a Talmud Chochem that's purchasing from Amoretz, it wouldn't be called Chaveiroi. Ve Ein Tzorich Lagia, the Hochi Muki Lo, Ba Am Ha'oretz, Sha'oma Lechover. It is speaking about that Amoretz told the Talmud Chochem, and the Tana calls him a chaver. Or b'Shabbes Perek Hashel, Amoreim Adam Lechaveiroi Tzei Escheli Poi Alim Umuki Lo Bechaveiroi Nochi. So you see, the Tana was not makpid to call an Amoretz and even a goy chaveiroi. Now the Gemara is going to explain the Yisod HaMachlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Look at the Gemara say. Rebbe Sovar Oy Soichover Oichol Ve'ein Neitzoich La'asa De'vadai Isuri Meiser Ahu Chover Kame Ilave. We can zicher assume that the Chover Hanoisein was zicher Mafresh Meisers. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Lo Yoichol Ad Sheya'asa Lo Bishlei Nech Shiduch Haveirim Litrim Shelo Min Amukif. Omer Lo Rebbe Mutav Sheyech Shiduch Haveirim Litrim Shelo Min Amukif Al Yachilu Amei Ha'oretz Tzvolim. That means it's preferable to be Mafresh Shelo Min Amukif that they shouldn't be Machal Amoretz Tzvolim. B'mayka Miflegi, what is the Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Rabbi Sova Nechalei Lechava De Le'evid Hu Isur Eklile. It is preferable for a Chava that he should do an Isur Eklile B'le Le'evid Ama Oretz Isur Erabe. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sova Nechalei Lechava De Le'evid Ama Oretz Isur Erabe V'iyu Afilu Isur Eklile Lo'i Le'evid. The Mishnah Melech says that mentioned before, there's a machloikis Rashi in Taisves, the Isser Shaloi min Amukif is a Isser the Rabbona, Isser the Reise. Rashi holds it's a the Rabbona, and Taisves holds it's a the Reise. So the Mishnah Malach Tainis, according to Rashi, is very good. So this is called an Isser Kal. If it's a the Reise, the Gemara says a Svara Mali Isser Lav, Mali Isser Koris. So that wouldn't be considered an Isser Klila. That's why the Mishlmar says, according to Rashi, it's very good. that this is considered an Issachar. The Maritz Chayes asks a kasha. He asks a psastire in Rebbe. Here Weisdeis Rebbe holds that it's preferable to be over an Isser Kal, a bi yenes on the Schnitzel Bern and an Isser Chomer. He brings a taz, the Absatzaramon, Yeredeye, and Hilchis Nidui. The Rama brings down such a halacha, b'shem da aguda. There's a Gemara in Kedushin, Masori Yuchsin, the Gemara says that Rebbe, before the Ptire, was telling over Divrei Nevuah. So Rebbe told over that someone was Mechalo Shabbos, and they were menade him, and he was nishtamit, and the person that after they were menadim, so etzich kishmat. This is a gemara in Kedushin. So the aguda brings a raya from this gemara. What is pshat in this gemara? The Rebbe told over this maisa. He told over a few things. So other things he told over, which were negeil a maisa. This mokim is not a mokim miyuches. Maybe he shouldn't marry the people from this mokim. He told over a few things. But the good asks, why did he tell over this mice? He told over a mice that this and this person was Mechalo Shabbos, and they were menade him, and he was nishtamet. So the good says, he wants to teach us a halacha. He wants to teach us a halacha that, let's say if a person is aware of the danger involved, let's say you know someone did an aveira, which this aveira is chayiv l'nadoisoi. But if I'll be menade him, so it'll boomerang. That means he'll become, the Vadvali, he's the Mechalo Shabbos. Mechalo Shabbos is one thing like this. He'll be Nishtamet, he'll become in Gansen. Pairish Minaderech. Should one be Menadim, yes or no? Maybe it's Kedai, for Ked not to be Menadim. Al Kaponim is only Shmer Kal Yiver. So the Gudi says that's Pshatin, this Maise, that Rebbe told over this Maise. That Rebbe told over this Maise to tell us that it's fakert, that the din is yemachuyev to be menade, yemenade. Ayener, later will become nishtamit. So that's his parsha. Aber ich darf ton meins. Ich darf nicht klären, was jener wird ton. So the Maritz Chayis es lacheret zastire with Rebbe and Rebbe. Here Rebbe said, that fakert. It's here it's mamish bekum vasei. He's being mafresh shaloim in amuk. We had a machloikis, a very, a yesoidistic ashkofetik machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi held that it's kedai to be oivin bekumba say, to be matzel someone, to be mafresh shaloim in amuk, which is an iser, in order to be matzel yena. Abba, upon him, good, I'm doing an iser, abba, look what I'm accomplishing. So it's kedai to do an Isser Kal in order to be Matzel Yenna from an Isser Chomo. So it's a Koshkin over there. There you're not, there it's Sheva Altas. If you won't be Benadi, you're not doing anything. You're not doing what you should have done. But Al Kaponim, you're being Matzel Yenna from being Nishtamit. Ein Locha Isser Chomo Godel Mizeh. That's the Kasha the Maritz Chayis asks Astire and Rebbe. He wants to say, according to the Mishlebach wants to bring a raya, the Magamore, that it's a darabonah. That the whole small Rebbe is only by Adar. Since the whole din, lahafri shalom in amukif is an isa darabonah, it's by isa darabonah, then you say it's kedai to be oiv an isa darabonah. So Melus, he wants to say that bezden, the chiv lenadoisa is more than an isa, that's what's mutalan bezden. That's like a chiyuv d'oraisa that Bezdin has to do. When it comes to d'oraisas, you don't make cheshbonos. You do what you have to do. In the end, it will come out that to be a greater kilku, I'm not mechuyev to rechen with that. That's how the Maritz Chayis wants to emphasize the Stirin Rebbe. Isure klile shaloi min amukev. Isure rabbe lechel tvolim. Sagt Taisves, bei la Eved am ha-Oretz Yisure Rabbe. Al Kaponim from Rebbe, we see a Yisot, that it is Kedai to be over an Yisure Zute, in order to prevent the Amoret from doing an Yisure Rabbe. Fak Taisves, v'ho, the Masik Perikame de Shabbos, gabi Hidvik Pas Betano, den Oimrim Lodom Chatei Bishvil Sheyizke Chavirecho. The Gemara, it was as follows. The Gemara they are speaking about that Reuven b'shoigik was madvik pas betano. It was Shabbos already. He thought it was erev Shabbos. He thought it was still before Shabbos. It was Shabbos. He put in a pas in Shabbos. Now it's going to bake in Shabbos. Now if it's going to bake, so come out. He'll be mechuyev achatas. He was mechalo Shabbos b'shoigik. So the Shaila is, if someone else, the Gemara want to say such a tzad, if someone else is permitted to take out the pass from the Tana. Rediyas ha-pass is anisa da rabbonam. So, should someone be raided the pass from the Tana in order to be matzel, the madvik from a chatos? So the Gemara says over there, that ein oimrim la'odom chatei b'yish b'shvil she'yiske chaverecha. That I should be over redias apas, in order that he should be nitzel from achilo Shabbos b'shoigig. You don't say such a thing. So l'choyre v'shtimtos mit Rebbe. Rebbe says, fakelt, amachuyif to be mafresh shaloi min amukif in order to be matzel yen. So Taisvus answers, Hoche Shani, Shuhu Goyrim Loi Laver. Since the Baal HaTa'enim, he's the cause of the Aveir, Shuhoime Loi Lekoit V'Sover She'isra. That means that Amoritz is under the impression that he's going to take care of it. So Mamele, so then it's something else. If you're misaviv the Aveire, then you have to be over an Issachal in order to make sure that it shouldn't occur. But if I wasn't misaviv the Aveire, yet it didn't Aveire, and I should go and stretch out my neck and be over and fill an Issachal, ein oimrim lodom chatei bishvil sheyizke chaverech. Umiyu kosh, the beperik tomid nishchat oma, Ein lecha dover shemisakev acher tomid shel bein arbayim. That after the tomid shel bein arbayim, one is not permitted to be makriv korbonis. Elo, there are certain korbonis which are mutter. Ktoires, veneires pachalashone, upesach. These we have limudim, but that's their mokim, estes. That their mokim is after the tomid shel bein arbayim. Umechuser kipurim ba'arvei psochem. But there's one case, a unique case, that a person, they were makaveli the tomid shel bein arbayim. And a person comes to the kohen, he's a mechuser kipurim, that means he needs to bring a kolbin in order that he should be able to eat kotshim at night. And till now they weren't, they weren't makrev his kolbin yet. Now he comes over to the Kahanim, and he says that if you won't be makriv my kolben, so I won't be able to bring a kolben Pesach, because I'm not roi la'ochlei balayla. So the din is that the Kahanim are makriv his kolben, the oiver an es aleh hashleim kol ha'kolben es kula, that one should be makriv all kolbonis after the tomid shel shachar, not after the tomid shel b'abayim, you're not allowed to. Afal pikein umechusa kipurim ba'arvei psochim bolvad she'toivol v'oichol pischei la'erev v'ka'ovri kahani ha'esed ha'shlome she'ein b'ikoris der eser le'ha'shleim is an eser she'ein b'ikoris v'she'kaim ze mitzvah eser she'yesh b'ikoris. Now here Taisvah says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, "Ein oimrim lo adam chatei." I feel it to be over at the Rabbanon, kedai sheyiske chaverecho. And here we tell the Kahanim to be over heis on the Esa v'Ashlome, kedai shekaim ze mitzvah sasei sheyesh b'ikoros. V'chein omar hochel, we have a similar case with Perik Basra. The koyin da also lo yavelas. A koyin that's also lo yavelas, he got a wart on his back, so he can't bite it off himself. Chaveiroi choitchoi loy bishino, kidei sheyas avidosi. Va'aval gavdil avavisu, which is an iso darabonon to, it's a cliche, it's kalachayat. The ilav avidosi ayahosa. So we find in two cases that you tell someone to do an Isad Rabban in order to enable someone to bring a Korban Pesach, be able to do the Avodah. So Isad Kasha is from the Gemara in Shabbos. Vayimari sheyesh lachalik vayhidem hidvik lefisha posha. Isis anu agdorim. That what? That over there he was a poisheya shehidvik samoch lachasheicha. Va'afal gav dahavi shaygik. He thought it was still mi ba'idyoin. He boile lasuki adaita. That means he was a poisheya. So memela he was a poisheya. So I should go and stretch out my neck because of his pshiya that you don't do. Avol bahanoch deloy poshe midi shori. But in these cases, that Yadda wasn't a peshe at all, so memele, then you do stretch out your neck. The Rishash and Chagige asks Akasha, this Mechusa Kippurim was also a shtikal peshe. Why did he wake up now? After the Omak of the Tomit Shobain Abayim, he comes over to the Kahanim Rabbi say, you know, I'm a Mechusa Kippurim, good morning, where were you the whole day? That's the Rishash's kasha. Behod ishori bechetz yeshivcha bechetz yebas choyrim. Now Taisa says a new problem. There's a gemara in Gittin, a chetz yeshivcha bechetz yebas choyrim l'shachra kshenogu bo minik hefke. Was nogu bo minik hefke, they were mezana with her. So memele, so they told the odain. And she was also to everyone. She was also to Avodim, also to Bnei Chayrim. Avol gav she'oive be'eser. So they told him to be mishachah. Ay, the odin is oive be'eser le'elamem tavoidu. Lo'idomi pritzes de tu le'madvik pas betano. She'oisoi lo'ihoya onos klau. So Lachaira, what's the kashich? I mean, that's what she's mezane. So, I mean, ain't lachop she a gdaila mizu. That was, in order to be matzal ha, heis this what, I should be mishacha. So Taisma says no, but there's others involved over here. She'ois eiloi ha ya onus klal. The madvik b'chlal wasn't an onus. He was a pisheya. So they, you don't say, enaimim lodom chatei, avul shivcha ha'asura, La'avodim luvnei choyrim, v'hi luhute achar znus, I efsher sheloi tachshil b'nei odom v'domu la'oinze. Amoyre di kezach. So Taisva says that Lagabi, oh, she was a pesheya. But if you have such an isha around, so Lagabi this chorim, that's a b'china of oinis. So memele, so the yomishacha ha to be matzo the schorim. V'hoi dahava like in mitzvah de rabim. There's more than one person involved. Kevedim shani gabi rabbi leza sheshicha avdoi la shlimei la sore mitzvah de rabim shani. So memele, so this is a mitzvah de rabim. Zok the mishne weiter. Nos no be'ilon. If a person put the Erev be'ilon, l'maylo me'asore tvochim, so if it is l'maylo me'asore tvochim, ein eruvei Erev. L'mato me'asore tvochim, eruvei Erev. Nosnei beboir afelomek me'yam, eruvei Erev. Zogt Rashi, l'maylo me'asore tvochim, meforish b'gmore. Nosnei beboir, meforish b'gmore. Zogt Gemore. Yosef Reb Chiye Bar Abe v'Reb Asi v'Rove Bar Nosen v'Yosef Rav Nachman Gabay. And he was sitting there. Biyosvi v'kamri. And they were discussing our Mishnah. Hai Elon v'koi heicha. Where is this Elon standing? Ilaima, and it says in the Mishnah that there's a difference if he put it lamayla meyasara, lamata meyasara, but where is the Elon standing? Ilaima dekoi b'shus hayochid. If the Elon is standing b'shus hayochid, mali lamayla, mali lamata. So what's the difference if the Erev was put lamata meyasara, lamayla meyasara? Rishus hayochid oila ad l'rokia. Lemaise, wherever the Erev is, it's in a Rishus Hayochid. So what's the difference? Lemaile miyasara, lemata miyasara. Yeah. Ve'elo dekoi b'rishus harabim. No, we'll say that the Elon is standing b'rishus harab. The miskaven lishbois heichel. Now, let us try to figure out where this person wanted to be koinish vise. He had an intent to be kainish visa lamailo. We'll say the Elon has a din of a rishus hayochid lamailo meyasore. It's kavoya yud verochav dalet, and he was niskaven lishbois lamailo. He wants to be kainish visa there. So was gate miron that the Elon is standing b'rishus harabim, but uvei ruvoi b'moke mechotu. But he and the Erev is in the same place. I see, he wants to be Kaina Shvise in the Mokim of the Erev. And the Erev is in the Rishus Hayoch, and that's he wants to be Kaina Shvise. So why isn't it good? Elon is Kaven Lishba Islamata. No, Pshat is, he wants to be Niskaven Lishba Islamata. That he wants to be Kaina Shvise in the Rishus Harab. And the Erev is Lamai Lameyasar, so the Erev is in the Rishus Hayochid, and he's in the Rishus Harabim, so that's why it's no good. It's Hu B'mokim Echad, Ve'ru V'mokim Achad. Let us see Rashi. Eden is Kaven Liknei Shvisa, Soi Al Ilon, he wants to be Kaine Shvisa Al Ilon, that's his Mokim Shvisa. Ve'ru V'mokim Echad, Ve'afilu Lamai Lameyud, Ve'ru V'Erev. Elo de niskaven lishbois lamato tirutzehu. Hilkach, lamai lameyesorein eru veyeirev. De bemokim shniskaven lishbois shom, hi shvisose. The mokim shvises where he wants to be shaytis. Vikivin di'i havi boile mishkal eru veyumeichle. Bishosh eirev zoichelo, if he would want to take the Erev, Bishas Knias Erev, the Hainu Beinash Moshe is Leimotzi Shokum. He can't take the Erev. The Maisi Moshus Ayochid, Lishus Arab, I have Yeruve Erev. So therefore the Erev is not an Erev. Because Hastis, he wants to be Kainish Visa Lamato, and he can't be Zoicha, he can't get to the Erev. He can't bring the Erev to the Mokim Shvisa. Uchigoin, the Elon Rochev Dalet. Vahava Lamaila Miyud. Vahava Lamaila Miyud. The Dei Rishus Hayochid. Vahava Lamaila Miyud. Vahava Lamaila Miyud. The Dei Rishus Hayochid. Lamata Miyud. Eruve Yerev. Vahava Gav. So Mamelem. So if it's lamaylo miyud, so it's rishus hayochid. Lamata miyud, eru ve'yeirev. Af, so memele, because it's not a rishus hayochid. Fact Rashi, va'af al gav de lamata miyud, kalmelitz. Fact Rashi, l'choyer, I feel it's lamata miyud, but it's a kalmelitz. The chol gimel ates, Beroichev dalet kamlasi kedamorim biyitzius haShabbat. So lachayre, if he wanted to be kainish visa lamato, so we also have the same problem. Zu b'mokimach ve'ruvi b'mokimach, he can't bring the erev to him. V'kamaisle mikamlas l'shusaram. So how do you understand pshat in the Mishnah? Mukmila, the Gemara will soon zets ein the Mishnah kerebi. Tama kol dova shum mishum shmus le gozo olov bein ashmosh. So mamela, now we know pshat in the Mishnah. No, there's the ill understanding in the Rishus Harab. And he wants to be kind of shvisa in the Rishus Harab. So nos no be ilon le mailo me yasor et vochem ein eru ve yairet. Because he can't, it's hu b'mokim echad ve ruvi b'mokim achad. He can't bring the Erev to his Mokim Shvise. L'mato miyasor etvochem, elu ve'yerov. Why? Because then he could bring it. Ay, it's a kalmulis l'shus harab, so it's going according to Rebbe, as Zmar will say soon, and Rebbe holds that a shvus is muta bein ha-shmoshes. Frag the Gemara a different kash. V'hokam ishtamish be'ilom. Frag the Gemara, why lemato miyut? Is it good? He's not allowed to take it off the Elon, because he's mishtamish be Elon. Zot Rashi. Bo mishtamish be Elon ki shokelei, by taking it off, he's mishtamish be Elon. Ve'mayiru ve'yerev afilu lemato miyesor, afilu lemato miyesor, why is it an erev? Olei motzi shokelei. He can't take it. The Shimush Ilon Shvusu Kedisnan Eilu Hang Mishum Shvus Loi Oilan Be Ilon. One is not allowed to go on top of a Ilon. One's allowed to be Oila on a Ilon. The Rashba asks that Ein oilon ala ilon, that's called the mishtamish be ilon. But to take off, to take something that's on the ilon, to take it off, what kind of shimush is there with the ilon? The Rashba blives by Akashe. The Rashba being Zaraya, the Gemara says in Shabbos that one is permitted, in Misha Hechshech it says one takes off the kalim from a behemoth. Even though there's a klal ein mishtamshim bebal chai, but one is permitted to take off the kalim from a bal chai. That's not called shimush. So the Rashba blives by Akasha. The Ritva says that to take off from an ilon zimnon kishokilei, when you take off noisen gufoy al ha-ilon, while you're in the process of taking off, you lean on the ilon v'hu mishtamish. Others say, behemah that's mutter al tzar balechayim. Others say, by behemah bechlal, there's no iser. Only by Ibsen Elon, this iser applies that when I'm taking something off from an Elon, it's olu to lean on the Elon. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Elon shvusu, the shimash Elon shvusu, kidesnan eilem ishum shvus, loy eilem be Elon. V'hu adin, zot Rashi, the Gemara could have now asked the Kasha, the Motzi l'mifrich v'kamaisi mikamlus l'shus harab. The way Rashi had asked before, l'mata miyasor, it's a kamlus. If l'mailus l'shus hayoch, it's a tzrochev dalet, so l'mata's doch a kamlus, so kivin dohosh vus vosh vus chodem inayinok. The Gemara chapt on the shvush of shimush bila. So the Gemara answered, it's speaking about bein hashmoshis, since he's permitted to take it then, according to Rabbi, Mali lemailo, mali lemato. So Tzaisviz, hashta dakati le asik adaiti, the osik kerebi, have a motzi lakshuye, the bain lemailo, bain lemato lo yiye eiru, mishim de mishtamish beilo. Al de porich, the Gemara fakert es like this. Kiven de lemata havi eiru. So for some reason, leich bislon, ba meshe mishtamish beilo, lemailo nami levi eiru. If he wants to be shavis be'ilam, just like lamata, there's no chesed. The shusa yochid oila ad la rakia. So Gemara says, if it's standing b'shus hayochid ba'alu ma'ala ma'amato, le'have it tzorich la'ay time, the reshus hayochid oyla ad l'riki, dinami ava mokim p'tur, hu v'eruva b'mokim echad ala emes oyma. That means the Gemara did not have to go with, b'emes this is a chiddush of Rav Chisda, that reshus hayochid is oyla ad l'riki. If reshus hayochid would not be oyla ad l'riki, so then it would be similar to a reshus harabim, that's oyla ad yutfochim. So it also would be mutter. So really here, the Gemara did not have to ask the Kasha that it's mutter because Rishus HaYochid Eila Adlakiya. I feel if it wouldn't be, it also would be mutter. But the Gemara says the Emes. The Emes is that it is Eila Adlakiya. So that's the true reason why it's mutter. That's why the Gemara chaps on this reason. Even though if this reason wouldn't be true, there'd be another reason that it should be permissible. Haka mishtamish be'ilon peirish Rashi duhu adin davemotzi lemifrech v'kamaisi mikarmelis l'shus harab. The Gemara could have asked, he's been from a council of Sarab, alachodem mibeis pirchinoki. Umarim meforesht avemotzi l'shnuye dekoi bekarmelis. He says, if you'd ask the kasha, that if you'd ask the kasha, hey, sakadi being from a karmelis, I would tell you, hastis, that's verkehrt, that it's oimed the karmelis. So memeile, so then it's very good. So lamata meyasore, there's no issue whatsoever. Lamaila meyasore, I'm taking meshusayochit a karmelis. So memeile, so that wouldn't be a kasha. But chav dechatzveit a kasha, but lamata meyasore, there's an iser of mishtamish bilo. That's what the Gemara asked this kasha. Yeah. So Lemaise, we had over here that you had the three Amoraim that were discussing Pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Nachman was sitting by them, and Lemaise, they came to the conclusion, they said a whole beer in the Mishnah. A whole Maroche, the Mishnah is speaking about that it's Oymed B'Shus HaRabim, he wants to be Koine Shvisa B'Shus HaRabim, and the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi, that holds Shvus is Mutter Bein HaShmoshes. After Rav Nachman heard this ganze maroche, Omer lohu Rav Nachman Yasha. Gut gesagt. V'chein Omer Shmuel. Shmuel also said this pshat. Omer lei posriso bo kulei hai. You also were medayik so much to figure out this akimt in the Mishnah. Frag the Gemara, ino name yachika pasri bo, what's the kasher? I mean, they also were medayik, what's the kasher? Pasri se bo kule hai. Elohi amrile, kvi isu lei bigmor, where you keveya this pshat, I mean, they were mefalpo, they came, zay dafman zogen, but where you keveya take this pshat, that this is take the emesse pshat in the Mishnah, that he's standing b'shus harabim, and it's going according to Rabbi, Omer lohu en, it manami, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, hoche be'ilon ha'oimed b'shus harab, skino, gavoya asore v'roche v'arbo, v'nizkaven lishbois lamato, v'Rabbi, the Omer kol dover shumi shum shmus, le'gozro olov b'ina shmoshis. So that's the maskon pshat in the Gemara. Omar Rabbe. Now we have a very mechudishtiki Gemara over here. Omar Rabbe. That thing that we said, that lemailo meyasore, if it's oimed b'shusaram, and he wants to be kaine shvisa b'shusaram, so lemailo meyasore, he cannot be kaine shvisa. Omar Rabbe, loishanu elo be'ilon ha'oimed chutz le'ibura shel ir. That is dafke if the ilon is standing outside of the ibura shel ir. Avol ilon, the ibura shel ir is shivim amo v'shirayim. Is that the when you start measuring tchumim, you measure the tchum not where the ear ends, but after the ear ends, you give it another shivim amo v'shirayim. That mokim is nitpal to the ear. And then you start measuring shivim amo v'shirayim. Loishanul beilon haimet chutz leibura shel ir. Aval ilon haimet besoich, so it's out of the shivim amma b'shirayim. Aval ilon haimet besoich ibura shel ir, afilo lamaylo meyasore, hareize eirev, demosa keman demal yedomi. Let us see the Perish Chai a minute, shouldn't get confused. Perish Chai, page 76. We have over here, he has a Lamaila Meyasor, Lamata Meyasor, that's picture one. But picture two, we have here as follows. We have here the ear. In the background, we have the ear. Then when Beis is Ilan Ha'omid B'soich Ibura Shalir, that's Beis, that's in the Shivim Amma V'Shirayim. And then Aleph is Ilan Ha'omid Chutzli Ibura Shalir. So Rav said, when do you have a problem of Lamaila Me'asore? If you put the Pasel Baila Me'asore, Dafke, if it is like Tzir Aleph, then you have a problem. But if the Elon is like Tzir Beis, it's Teich Shivim Amo Vishirayim, so even though he wants to be Kainish Visa Lamato, and even though the Erev, when he's standing in the Rishus HaRabbit, and even though the Erev is Lamailon Rishus HaYochid, he don't have any problems, and he's Kaine, and he can make an Erev in such an Eifer. Why is it that way? So Rabbi said, the Moso, that the whole city, in this city is inclusive, it means even the Ibura shall hear, that's what's a nitpal to the city, command the Mal Yadom. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Ibura shall hear, kol bay sheyeshnoi, besoich shivim amma v'shirayim le'ir, whatever is in the shivim amma v'shirayim, kori yiburah shalir beperkeitz and ma'abot. It's whatever you have in toich shivim amma v'shirayim. Avol be'ilon ha'oimed besoich yiburah shalir. So this is chutz liburah shalir. Avol be'ilon ha'oimed besoich yiburah shalir kegoy. Sheho yo'ir besoich alpayim amma shel iroi. There was an ear, this three shtet. The shtot Aleph, shtot Beis, and shtot Gimel. Shankain shayir besaych alpayim amma shel iroi. So let's say iroi is shtot Aleph. And there's an ear that is toich alpayim amma shel iroi, which is shtot Beis. Vaho yoroi tzeleilach oid alpayim. And he wants to go to shtot Gimel. Vehiniach eiruvoi ba'oisei ha'ir. So he put the eiriv in shtot Beis. Be'ilon ha'oimei besoich ibura shalir. So, and he put the ilon ha'oimei besoich ibura shalir, so then it doesn't matter. Afilo l'mayla me'asor. Afilo he put the yerev l'mayla me'asor. V'hu niskaven li'ishbois l'mato. Nithenig in the Rishus HaRabim. Eiruvoi eirev. Why? Demoso keman demal yedom. Demoso, the city. So let's talk about a city. Mitoich shehi mukefes yishuv mechitzes. Since it is surrounded. It's a yishuv and there's mechitzes. Ve'eino migulo. And it's not porutz. It's mukef mechitzes. Chazin in law. So we rechen keman de malya afra. That since this is an enclosed area, so we consider ke ilu the whole area is full of offer. Now, if we'll be memale, the whole area full of offer, so memale, he's niskaven lishbois lamato, there's no lamato. The lamato just, we raised up the lamato till the goiva amachitzes. Vahave kemande niskaven lishbois lamailo meyasoret. It's Keilu, he wanted to be Niskaven Lishbois Lamaila Miyasor. Zoktach Rashi. So Memele, so in Hilchis Erevin, it's Hu Ve'iruvoi B'mokeim Echot. V'af al gav, Rektach Rashi, what did we say over here? It's a Rishus HaRabim. And it's B'toich Eir. You can have a Rishus HaRabim B'toich Eir also. The Ritva brings Dach Darai. The Gemara says, Yerushalayim il mole dal seisen u'lois, it would be a Rishus HaRabim. So V'af al gav, Zekht Rashi, D'iboyi le'mishkelei le'imotzi shokel. So Rashi says, for all practical purposes, he's standing in a Rishus HaRab. The Erev is in a Rishus HaYochid. Now, if he wants to take the Erev to himself, he can't take it. Do Ilon Rishus HaYochid V'tachtov Rishus HaRab. Chazinen, but we reckon L'mokim Shvis Alobo L'gabi, that's L'gabi Hilche Shabbos. L'gabi Hilche Shabbos, that's true, we can't change facts. He's standing in the Rishus HaRabim and the Erev is in the Rishus HaYochid. Aber L'gabi Hilches Erevin, Chazinon, we reckon, L'gabi Hilches Erevin, there are some coolest that Chazal made. The Chazinon L'mokim Shvisose Ki'ilu Hu Gavoya. We reckon L'gabi Hilches Erevin that the Mokim Shvise, since it is in a Mokim that's Mukif Mechitzis, so there is a lomdis of Kemande Malye, is Ki'ilu Gavoya, L'mehevi Ki'ilu Niskaven Lishbois L'mailo, V'yikna Loi Ha'erev. The Ritva speaks out that Af Al Pi She'ibura shil ir eina mukefes mechitzes. We're going gomoyridik over here. We're going about, he said that if it's an ibura shil ir, let's look at our picture. So the picture was, memela, the ear was mukef mechitzes. So we will assume that the whole area, legabi hilches erevin, is kemanda malye. We elevate the karka, so the whole area is Keilu it's a Rishus HaYochid also. Legabi Hilches Erevin. So there should not be a chesoron of Hu b'mokim echad ve'ru b'mokim acher. Frektoch the Ritve, we're talking about Abotoichi Buri Shalir, there's no mechitzes. How do you say command the Malya over here? So zok the Ritve, v'avo pi she'i Buri Shalir eina mukefetz mechitzes. Mikol mokim, kiven the Ibura shel ir ke'ir, so it's equivalent, like, since it's like the ear, so it's considered like it's teich mechitzas ear. So memele, so all the coolest you have in the ear, you have in the whatever finds itself teich ibura shel ear. So therefore Rav has said that our Mishnah is speaking about that the Elon is chutzli bura sheir. So then, we don't have any cooler to assume that's ke'ilu, it's command the malye. So then the loch is that if the erev is lemailo, and hu lemato, so he's not, can't be kaine because it's ube mokim echad ve'ru ve'be mokim achem.